been over two decades, over 20 years. And the family of Frank Bubba Brown, they're still waiting for answers. In a case that, well, it still chills the community of Castlehaine, North Carolina.
Yeah.
This is a deep dive from nextchapternews.com. And we are going deep into a true crime story that's, well, it's etched in the memory of this community. The unsolved murder of Frank Brown.
Frank Brown was 46 years old, an assistant manager at the Food Lion. He had, from what we can tell, a pretty ordinary life, you know?
Yeah.
But then July 3rd, 2002, everything changes. Violence just shattered that normalcy.
It's so true. Found shot to death in his own bed. His pickup truck was gone. Then it was discovered abandoned a few blocks away.
Right.
And you have to ask yourself, who would do this? Why Frank?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what could possibly lead someone to do something like this, especially in his own home?
Well, here at nextchapternews.com, we've been digging into this case, you know, going way back to the original reports from WWA TV3 and YCT. And of course, we've got the information from the new Hanover County Sheriff's Office, their unsolved homicides page. We're trying to put all the pieces together, bring some clarity to this mystery for you.
Okay, so let's start by trying to get a better picture of Frank Brown, the man himself. What kind of life did he lead?
Well, he seems to have been a really dedicated, responsible guy, you know, single dad, raising his 17-year-old son, Michael.
Right.
And his work at the Food Lion, that wasn't just a job to him.
Yeah.
There's actually a plaque there now honoring him. That really says something about his connection to the people there.
It really does. It shows how much he was valued. And that day, July 3rd, 2002, it was just a normal day for him.
Yeah.
Like any other. Work, then home to do some chores.
Yeah. He finished up at the Food Lion, then headed home to Oakley Road to do some yard work. I came across this quote from Detective Justin Varela, and it kind of stuck with me. He said Frank was, and I quote, rooted in simplicity and responsibility.
Wow.
You know, that paints a very specific picture. Someone living a simple, straightforward life.
And that just makes what happened that night even more shocking. Let's talk about that night. What do we actually know about the events of July 3rd?
Okay, so around 9:50 p.m., Frank's son, Michael, along with his stepbrother and a friend, they all pull up to the house on Oakley Road.
Right.
A quick visit. That's what they were expecting.
Yeah.
But as they pull up, they see Frank's dark-colored pickup truck backing out of the driveway. Then it just speeds off. Michael actually called out, you know, thinking his dad was just leaving for something.
Wow. I can't imagine what that must have felt like. You're expecting to see someone, and suddenly their vehicle is speeding away. What did they do?
Well, they went inside. And here's something important. The door was unlocked.
Oh.
Inside, they found Frank. He'd been shot multiple times in his bed. Initial reports say anywhere from three to, well, multiple gunshot wounds.
God, my God.
You can imagine the chaos, Michael. He calls 911, desperate. You know, after that kind of discovery.
It's just a horrifying scene. What did the sheriff's office find when they arrived?
Yeah.
And what about the truck?
They got there right away. They found Frank. He'd been shot multiple times, like we said. But here's where it gets really interesting. They didn't find a weapon. And no shell casings at the scene, at least. None that were publicly disclosed. And like we said, no sign of forced entry. So what does that tell us? Was the killer someone Frank knew? Or is there maybe another way into the house?
That's really disturbing. It opens up a lot of unsettling possibilities.
Yeah.
And the truck, they didn't take it very far, did they?
No, no. They found Frank's pickup truck abandoned just a few blocks from the house. And the new Hanover County Sheriff's Office, they stated that they believe the person who murdered Frank, they also stole the truck.
Okay.
It seems logical to think they used it to get away, but abandoning it so close. That's a little strange, isn't it? It's almost as if they hadn't planned it out very well.
It does seem like a pretty spur-of-the-moment decision.
Yeah.
Now, we also heard from a neighbor, Lori Guyton. What did she have to say about that night?
Well, Lori Guyton, she remembers the night being really chaotic, which, you know, was really unusual for that neighborhood. She said, and I quote, "I could not imagine what in the world could have possibly happened." That just captures the feeling, you know, the shock. "This was a peaceful place. And suddenly this violence, it was very unsettling for everyone."
It really makes you think about how out of place this kind of violence was in Frank's life, in that whole community.
Yeah.
But even with the quick response from the sheriff's office, the investigation, well, it seems like it hit some major roadblocks.
Oh, absolutely. Years later, Detective Steve Blissett, he looked back on the case and said, it's a mystery. He even said that they had suspicions about certain people, but they just didn't have the evidence to make an arrest.
I see.
And you have to remember, this was 2002. The forensic technology we have today, it just wasn't available back then.
That makes sense.
You know, things like home security cameras, especially in more rural areas, not common at all.
So the investigators were working with a much more limited set of tools. And we know they canvassed the neighborhood, they interviewed Michael and his friends, they were ruled out as suspects pretty quickly. What about the truck? Did that lead to anything?
They processed the truck looking for evidence, but unfortunately, nothing really pointed to a specific suspect. It seems like it was a dead end for them. And that lack of solid evidence early on, well, it made building a case so much harder.
So, like we often see with unsolved crimes, especially ones that go on for years, theories start to emerge.
Mm.
What are some of the possibilities that have been considered in Frank Brown's case?
Well, one theory that Detective Rowland talked about in 2018, he suggested that anger might have been the main motive. That would suggest a personal connection between Frank and his killer, right?
Right.
I mean, the shooting itself happening in his bedroom, that kind of supports that idea. But then you have the stolen truck. Was it a robbery that went wrong? Or was the truck taken to make it look like something else, a robbery maybe? These two possibilities, a targeted attack or a crime of opportunity, they're still being debated today.
And then there was that really disturbing incident back in 2007, the memorial tree at the Food Lion. Can you remind us what happened?
Oh, yeah. So in 2007, they had planted a tree outside the Food Lion in memory of Frank, and someone, they cut it down deliberately. And get this. This happened the day after a local news interview aired featuring Frank's friend, Alton Jeter. And Jeter himself, he said that he thought whoever cut down the tree, they probably knew who killed Frank. Maybe it was intimidation or maybe part of a bigger cover-up. It's a really chilling detail, and it adds a whole other layer to this story.
It really does. It makes you think that even 5 years later, there were still a lot of strong emotions, maybe even fear, surrounding this case. But even with these theories, these unsettling incidents, nobody has been arrested for Frank Brown's murder. And we can't forget about the impact this has had, the human cost of this lack of justice.
That's so important to remember. Frank Brown, Bubba, to his friends and family, he was a big part of his community. He was a hardworking father, a friend, a neighbor, and his life was cut short. At 46 years old, he left a huge hole in the lives of his son, Michael, his family, his friends. And that plaque at the Food Lion, it's a constant reminder of the person they lost.
To not know. To have no closure after all these years, it must be unbearable for his loved ones. We heard from Alton Jeter back in 2007, 5 years after Frank's death, and he talked about that pain. And that feeling, that uncertainty, it's still there even now, almost 20 years later.
The new Hanover County Sheriff's Office, they've gone back to Frank's case a few times over the years, asking for information again in 2014, 12 years after the murder, and again in 2018, 16 years later. But the message is always the same. Someone knows something, and they need to come forward. Detective Varela, in 2018, he said, they need someone to come forward. It was a direct plea to the community.
It was actually a reward for information, right?
Yes. Crime Stoppers is offering a $5,000 reward for any information that leads to an arrest and conviction in this case. That shows you how committed they still are to finding justice for Frank Brown. If you have any information, you can call the Sheriff's Office tip line at 910-798-4261. Or you can contact Crime Stoppers anonymously at 910-798-4280.
It's important to remember that Frank Brown's case, it's sadly not unique. There are a lot of unsolved homicides out there. And each one leaves a lasting impact on people, on entire communities.
That's right. Frank's murder is one of several unsolved homicide cases in New Hanover County. Some of them go back many years. Each one is a life that was taken too soon. A family left wondering, searching for answers that might never come. The house on Oakley Road, whether it's still there or not, it's a silent witness to what happened that night. And while forensic science is always getting better, the truth is, without new leads, these cases stay stuck in this painful place.
So here we are. We've looked at the details, the timeline, the frustration of a case gone cold, and those big questions still remain. Who entered Frank Bubba Brown's home that night? What made them do such a terrible thing? And what piece of the puzzle is still out there? The one that could finally bring justice.
Frank Brown's story is a tragic one. And we here at nextchapternews.com, we've been following it closely. It reminds us that even in the most peaceful places, darkness can find a way in, leaving behind grief and a need for justice that just won't fade. Frank's life, taken from him that night, it's a mystery, a heartbreaking mystery. And nextchapternews.com will keep telling his story. waiting for the day when we can finally write the next chapter and bring some closure to his family and his community.
I hope that day comes soon.
Me too.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll be back soon with another case, another story that needs to be told. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, and as always, keep searching for the truth.
And remember, if you have any information about Frank Brown's case, please contact the New Hanover County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers. Even the smallest detail could make a difference.
We'll see you next time.
Bye for now.